Much more for the military, much less for many domestic and international aid programs. That is the upshot of President Trump's first budget, unveiled today. John Yang begins our coverage at the White House.
It runs just 53 pages, totals more than $1.1 trillion, and embodies stark changes in federal spending priorities. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
We had America First, an America First candidate. You now have an America First president, and it shouldn't surprise anybody that we have an America First budget.
The big winners in the White House budget request? The Pentagon, with a proposed 10% increase, $54 billion. The Department of Homeland Security with a 7% hike, including $4 billion for the Mexico border wall. And the Department of Veteran Affairs proposed to increase by 6%.
We're $20 trillion in debt. We're going to spend money. We're going to spend a lot of money, but we're not going to spend it on programs that cannot show that they actually deliver the promises that we've made to people.
The biggest losers would include the Environmental Protection Agency with a proposed 31% cut, eliminating funding for international climate change programs and for cleanup efforts in the Chesapeake Bay and Great Lakes. The State Department would be cut 29%, mostly foreign aid and UN peacekeeping. And the Department of Health and Human Services is being asked to take an 18% cut. While the White House wants Congress to cut Justice Department spending by 4%, it wants more money to target criminal organizations and hire immigration judges at the expense of civil rights programs. In Tokyo, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the proposed cuts in his budget are fine with him.
Clearly, the level of spending that the State Department has been undertaking in the past, and particularly in this past year, is simply not sustainable.
President Trump tweeted that his budget proposal puts America first, must make safety its number one priority. It represents the biggest military buildup since the 1980s and the most sweeping reductions in other spending since World War II. Democrats immediately condemned the budget request. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said it takes from the middle class and gives to the rich.
This budget is not a statement of values of anyone. That President Trump has shown that he does not value the future of our children and working families. This budget is really a slap in the face of the future.
Overall, the administration wants to eliminate funding for 19 agencies, including the National Endowment for the Arts, AmeriCorps, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a major funder for public radio and television. Other points of contention are likely to be calls to eliminate community development block grants and cut billions of dollars for teacher training, after-school and summer programs, and almost $100 million from the Rural Business and Cooperative Service. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry said today he wants even more money for the military.
Morning, everybody.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said the president's budget is just an opening bid.
We'll have a full hearing about how priorities will be met. But do I think we can cut spending and get waste out of government? Absolutely.
Today's spending outline doesn't address taxes.
Step up for me.
Or entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. Those are to come in another budget document in May. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang at the White House.